I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay, right. Okay, yo, boom. Yo, welcome. We're back.
I'm a big fan.
Hey, big zoo.
Do you like how I've taken on your big?
Yeah, you are the biggest fan.
Right?
Yeah,
that
I listen.
Ever is.
We're letting them know this is Spoke.
Yeah, and this episode is all about Against the Odds. So basically, today we're going to be talking about how you may be from a certain area of the country, from a certain area of the world, but you've made it in another area, in another industry that you weren't meant to, typically speaking, have made it.
Breaking down barriers.
So we're going to be meeting people who have broken down barriers, who have defied the odds, who have gone against everybody who has said, it's not possible.
For many people, when the odds are stacked against them, they often give up. Which is a very sad thing, man. They retreat and decide to choose a different path in life. For those who do not slash cannot assimilate into the mainstream, they may be judged, stereotyped, and looked down on, resulting in them finding it hard to break down barriers to success.
I think we're going to be inspired by this episode.
Bashir Aziz and Mr. Ransom FA!
Do you guys want to introduce yourself and then we can get...
Yeah, all right, cool. It's your boy Ransom F here, Scottish representative. You know how we do this. Here to speak about Against the Odds, how we push and how we keep going. So yeah, let's see how it goes down. Jeez.
Oh, okay. We got me as well. Bashir Aziz, as I was introduced, Bash. We're gonna talk about some real stuff with this.
So Mr. Bash, where are you from?
What, originally?
Yeah.
Tanzania. No. I got shut down for saying it like that. That's the white way of saying it, apparently. Tanzania, right? It's Tanzania now.
Tanzania.
Ooh. Yeah.
Tanzania.
Zanzibar. Zanzi.
Jeez. To be specific. From Aberdeen.
Aberdeen, Scotland. I mean, like, heritage, Niger boy.
Niger boy. That's the first Scottish don I've ever heard.
Niger boy. Forget that one.
wait. How is your African accent African? I thought because you're Scottish, it's going to be like Scottish type.
Go on, give us a little bit more.
I'm just mad.
You know what? There's only certain phrases, you know?
Niger boy.
Niger boy. Forget that one. Look at this guy. He's done crazy. Look at this. Small zoo.
Forget that one. That's their favorite word line, isn't it?
Forget that one.
That isn't you're telling your mom anything. Mom, I'm tired. Forget that
forget that one. Oh, yeah, Jari.
So tell us, what was it like growing up in Aberdeen?
Growing up in Aberdeen, for me, it's all that I know. So it's like, I enjoyed it. Do you get what I mean? It's a complete different world to what you guys have down here in London. Do you get what I mean? I come here, I feel like a refugee living in a refugee camp. It's all crazy. Everything's going off. I'm like, rah, it's too mad. But growing up in Aberdeen was cool. Like, to start with, there wasn't that many ethnic people. Do you get what I mean? There wasn't that many black people, like typical of what you expect being North Scotland. But then obviously I kind of just got on with the locals. I've always liked music. Kind of just grew up there. Everyone kind of knew me. And then nowadays, there's a lot of ethnic black people down there in Scotland, you know what I mean? And because we have, like, Aberdeen's the oil capital of Scotland. So too many Nigerians, you get what I mean? Like, Nigerians do oil.
That's trying to get a come up.
You get me? Some barrels.
They're all there like, bro, come share some of this now.
Let's get some barrels.
But yeah, on a serious note, Aberdeen, it was interesting. I feel like I have a different perspective to people. And like, because I've had to work like double as hard to even get to like, even like a quarter of the place people in other places can get to because of location. I feel like it's helped my work rate like increase because I'm like, you know, I have to do this type thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because obviously we're talking about today going against the odds. Mm-hmm. And what is your against the odds story?
Well, my against odds, I feel like the whole story is against the odds. Like from the day I started, like, because I, since like secondary school, like we don't do all this year eight kind of thing. Our thing ends at primary seven, then you go to year one. So I was like in, so I was in year one. And I remember like all I ever wanted to do was music. And obviously I had people supporting me, all that kind of stuff. But being in a place like Aberdeen, you're so disconnected from the scene. People almost are like, okay, you know, that's a fun hobby. But when are you going to really find a job? Or because up in Scotland, uni's free as well. Like I had to go uni. There was no discussion. Mom's like, hey, what do you mean? It's free?
Yeah.
Are you mad? Do you get what I mean? So
Man are paying 27 bags.
Do you get what I'm saying? Unfortunately, I didn't even finish it because my heart wasn't in it. Do you get what I mean? I had to leave. But yeah, like being up in Scotland, I've been against numerous people saying like, oh, it's not possible. And even if you are saying it's possible, they'd be like, you know what I mean? It is possible, but like you can only go so far because, you know, you're from Scotland or it's just people not understanding what I believe is possible. Do you get what I mean? And what I believe, okay, cool. I may be in Aberdeen, but we have the internet nowadays. Do you get what I mean? When the internet came through, not came through, but you know, like it was Bebo, MySpace in them days.
Yeah.
And then it got to Facebook and then it got to Twitter. It got serious, like proper social media networking. And I love all that kind of stuff. I do a lot of business kind of stuff with social media networking, marketing, a lot of that kind of shit. But nonetheless, it was kind of just like people telling me, you know what, yeah, it's not going to be possible. Not even going to be remotely possible to even get your foot in the scene. So then it's just kind of like, over time, I've been proving people like, okay, cool. I came down to London, I did this. I was the first person to be on Link Up TV or GRM Daily, like that kind of stuff. And my aim is to just keep doing things before, like doing things and setting the level so that like next generation can be like, oh, my guy Ransom did it. It's possible. So yeah.
And I think even like, it's not, oh, wait there, they did it. It should be like, not a, kind of like a norm. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like
100%.
I grew up in Birmingham, so outside of London, and my dad was very much so like, the same, like, when are you going to get yourself a proper job? What the hell are you doing? I was like catching a bus at 5 a.m. to London. Jeez. To like
just to work,
just to work. Yeah, exactly.
The buses are terrible,
but the time, well, it was the only thing that I could afford. But at the time, it makes so much sense to you. You don't know why you're kind of crazy, but you're just like, I'm addicted to something and I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
In your case, obviously, you knew what it was. It was music.
12-hour buses from Aberdeen. Yeah. It's not a joke.
Oh, that's long,
bro. Imagine one day I went out. Yeah, we were meant to come to London the next day, and I forgot it was my mate's birthday. We all went out. It was a mad one, and then we literally didn't. Like, our bus was at 7 and we didn't get back until 6. And then we were just like, okay, shit, we need to get the bus. Our minds weren't, like, even with it. So we managed to run to the bus station. We got it. We took no drink, no food, nothing. Like, so this was, like, a 12-hour journey of just us suffering. We had to beg the driver, yo, please, we're near England. Please, let us get some food. So we managed to stop at Preston. He gave us 2 minutes to run out and get some water. That was the best water I've ever drunk. I remember that to this day. That water was good. But like even small things like that, like for me, it's not an issue to hop on a bus for 12 hours. You get what I mean? That's 12 hours of writing lyrics, 12 hours listening to beats, whatever kind of thing. But it's stressful. You get what I mean?
It's funny because like, I look back now and I'm kind of like, it's crazy that, well, you and I and like the rest of us in this room have done what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm kind of like, it's so dangerous to tell someone as a kid that it's not possible.
Because 100%.
I could have so easily just been like, okay, play it safe then. Like, do what your parents do.
Do what you're told.
Yeah, what is normal. And I think that's like, it's so easy to be okay with doing what is normal. And I think that listening to your guys' stories, I want to hear your story as well. But listening to your guys' stories is so important, and especially for the people listening in who have been told that it isn't possible or
it seems impossible. Yeah. And especially in places like outside of London, like I feel like the music industry, entertainment industry is very London-centric.
Yeah.
So like being outside these places, outside London, the people's mindsets are very backwards. They're like, oh, you know what I mean? You have to be raised in London to even have a chance. So it's kind of like you have to challenge that mindset. Mm. It's a mindset of just like where people don't even think, they just think their life is 9 to 5 working and then weekends they spend that money, they work 9 to 5 to get pissed and then it's the next week to do the same. It's a cycle, it's a bit
that's
mad.
Crazy,
so.
Yeah.
So when you go home, it's kind of crazy because you're just like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a change. Yeah, but truthfully, my aim is not only to make it in the industry, I'm trying to change my city for the good. So like if you come up to Aberdeen now, there's about 20 youths that'll spin so many MCs down in England. There's people who are doing this, people who are doing that. And it's just about trying to encourage the scene, make sure they know that, yeah.
Well, this is what I mean, like, at the beginning when you said, I can do that, you kind of want to make it a norm. Of course, 100%, it's possible.
100%.
Bash, what's your story?
Oh, no. Where do I begin? With what?
How did you get into, like, your job role, your craft, what you do, man? What makes you happy?
What makes... Okay, all right. So, basically, I was doing what makes my mom happy for a long time. Yeah, that's going to school, right? Education. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to be up my own ass, but I was a smart guy, but I just didn't want to be there. So...
You are a smart guy. We talked about race cars and saying things backwards.
Yeah, you said things I worried too quickly. Right.
Where are you from as well?
Oh, like in London?
Yeah.
South, originally.
Okay.
I'm originally from South, but catch me on Kingsland now.
This is what I'm... London is too crazy, yeah. I was speaking to Josh about this. See, when you come to London, he's like, oh, what part of London are you going to? I'm like, I'm just going to London. What do you mean? I'm just going to London. No. He said, I'm moving to London. He's like, what part of London are you going to stay in? I'm like, what do you mean? I'm staying in London. It's like, nah, it's like a different country.
It's pure science. Whereas a lot of cities have their one city centre.
And then they've got a couple other ends.
Like, London is very mad. Like, there's stuff going on everywhere. But yeah, carry on, man.
So at like, say, 16, I decided to leave school, college, etc. I started doing, like, say, jobs because I just wanted to earn instead of like that being trapped in uni system. I didn't like it. Yeah. The idea of it. I did, you know, a lot of shit jobs, you know, from like door to door marketing to selling sofas, right? But all that did was, like, along the journey, it just like got me a lot. It taught me a lot of skills, like how to talk to people, how to build rapport, psychology, all of that, which I'm grateful for now. And then I was like, all right, cool. After like maybe 2-3 years, I ended up in Selfridges. In Selfridges, you've got a lot of people like going in, going out. Like, you don't know who's coming in. You've got owners of football clubs walking in, you know, and you don't
realize. It's mad, yeah. It's mad.
So I was literally just like selling my magic snow, by the way. Mad thing if you ever have it. I was selling that, and then some guys walked past and they were like, oh, handed me a card. Like, come down to, funny enough, Kingsland Road. Right, okay. Come down to Kingsland Road. We've got basically some new Herschel products, but they haven't been released yet. So we want you to model them internally. You'll get paid, like, say, £500 for like 30 minutes. Does that sound calm?
Are you mad? I was like,
very calm.
I was like, all right. Why don't I make that full time? Like, literally, I was still like doubting it. Went there, it was even 25 minutes, and they gave me some free stuff. On top of that 500.
That is the max.
In cash. So I was like, all right, this is the life. You know.
No long.
No tax. You get me? That was two, three days free. Work in 30 minutes. I was like, I want to do that more consistently. I'm not going to lie. And I feel like, well, not even feel. I want to live an extraordinary life. So I was like, all right, cool. I know that, say, artistry is one avenue of going down it, or modeling, for example, which I've managed to do. Thank God. And like, there's some other stuff, like, say, music, which I haven't released yet. There's stuff like art, which I haven't released yet. So it's literally just like, right now I've just been concentrating on getting my face out there for the past, like, say, 2 years, which I think I've managed to do to a successful level. So now, like, now I've got ears perked and whatnot. Now I'm like, all right, cool, I've got this, and this. Take your pick at what you like me best at, basically.
Sick, man. Sick. What was it like getting into the modelling game after that? Obviously, the 5 mils. Oh,
obviously, man felt like David Beckham, you know what I mean? really and truly, like, it's a bit, well, not, like, with the society and how it is, and modelling and standards and etc. Yeah. Like, the norm is like, okay, yeah, the norm in quote marks as well. Like, you've got to be, I don't know, 6 foot chiseled, etc., etc. Man's 5 something, right? And I'm plus size, so...
I said, like, 5 something, yeah.
5 something, and I'm plus size, right? So I'm like the opposite of what the requirements are on, like, say, Storm Milk, etc., etc. But then, like, I was like, all right, cool, fuck those standards. And then, like, ironically enough, I did also a shoot with Olivia Louise, who's a, like, UK artist. Shout her out. Mad woman.
She's sick.
She's so
the
sick.
R&B one, the R&B artist. Yeah. She's, and her voice is bare high.
Oh,
she's
that Mariah. But yeah, no, like, her shoot was based on, like, say, breaking those, you know, stereotypes.
Oh yeah, she had a bunch of different people.
That. It was something very uplifting, like, an honor to be part of. And I was like, you know what? Like, and that even got into, like, places like L that I wasn't even expecting, you know. And it's about the message. The message really does ripple, even though you don't think it's a big message. So I'm trying to make, like, drop lots of little pot, like stones in a pond, so they just ripple, and whoever it reaches. And I hope I make that impact. So that's how the modelling thing started.
Bro. Yeah, sick man.
What was it like for you when you first came to London?
London's interesting, as I say. It's hectic, bro.
What's your favourite side?
I'm still trying to learn what sides you're
which. Yeah, that's like, one side to you.
Like,
just know West.
Most
is the best
times, one. I think if I am in London, I'm in North London. I don't know. I find myself in North.
What are you but doing in North?
I don't know.
What, Camden?
Nah. Like,
what mode?
Islington.
Mode.
Yeah. And then my cousin took me to South London one time. My worst trip of my life. Really. Where were we?
You went to South, that's why.
Yeah, but you know what it is? Yeah, he was like,
not that bad.
It's not bad, yeah, but my experience was bad. So that's why. Like, he was taking me to a barber, yeah. And I was actually, I think I was in North London. I was about to go to this barber that I seen on Insta. I was like, yeah, this guy looks sound. And then he's like, nah, he's a waste man. Don't go there. I was like,
yeah.
He's like, don't do that. I was like, no, right, okay, cool. So he's like, come meet me, South London, I'll take you. So not only did I go wait 2 hours to go meet him, he was a long guy. So then I waited, and then he's like, ah, cool. So we had to travel another 30 minutes to this barber. And I walked in, and it's just some uncle. Like, this guy looked terrible, but I believed it because it was my cousin. I was like, you know what? Yeah, he brought me here. Literally, I left. My hair was patchy. Mom abused me with the clipper. I'm not even lying. Attacking my head. Left with scars that day. So yeah. But to answer your question, you said the first time I came to London. And first time I came to London, I think, was like 2000 and. Well, first time I came to do music properly was 2012. I was working with a singer at the time. He used to live up in Aberdeen. And we did a gig in Camden. So we did, it was just a quiet gig. But after it, I remember it very vividly because then we went to go see Michael Payne. I don't know if you remember Michael Payne. He was the guy with the beard. He was a legend. Is he still about, actually?
Yeah, I think he is.
He's got an album coming.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey, sick. Bad thing. So I went to see him and then Rizzle Kicks was there, or one of them, Rizzle or Kicks. I don't know if they're separate like
oh,
that.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I want to say the main one, but I don't know if that's right. His name is like Jordan, I swear. But anyway, long story short, that was one of the first times I came. And I remember I seen them, Little Sims as well. This was just when she came up. Oh, that was sick. I remember I was like, yo, Little Sims, let's link up.
Different time music, man. Hip hop-y calm vibes. That's when that was the main sound of the
Yeah, those kind of times. But since then, I think, after that, I came back. I did a track with Lil Nasty.
Yeah,
I love Lil Nasty and Grimino.
What a mad guy to do a song.
Bro, Lil Nasty's a legend, bro. And Grimino, that's when Grimino came out as well. He came out hiding.
Evil.
Yeah, he is. His name's Lil Nasty. You know what I mean? I wasn't expecting nothing.
Oh, the whole Nasty family, bro. Them man are mad.
Bro, they took me to his ends. Where did we go? We went to shoot the video in Plasto.
Greengate
and Plasto. So then I walked out the train. I was like, oh, is there a cash machine? Nah, bro, there's none of that around here. I was like, oh, son. Cool. And then I was just shooting the video. Guys kept coming up to us, but obviously their man are in the area, so they would just look. Then one of his little brother at the time, he would go over and he'd just be like, yeah, sorry. And they just spud. Sometimes they wouldn't even speak. Sometimes he just look. You get me? The handshake, the little this and that, and then we move on. So yeah.
How did you feel at that time? Did you feel a part of it, or did you feel like you were just experiencing this?
It's a difficult one because even though like I wanted to get into the scene, I don't necessarily ever feel part of the scene, but I don't not feel part of the scene because I feel like we're creating a scene up in Scotland, which hopefully in time will like merge with the scene, do you get what I mean? So at the time, I don't know if I really felt like part of the scene. I kind of look at it as like, I'm trying to help pioneer something so that maybe at a certain point, we'll be able to merge it. And then it'll be like the same way like Mist, H, Bugsy Malone have all like kind of like made sounds in their cities more like acceptable or palatable, do you get what I mean? So it's kind of a difficult one. So I would never say that like from that moment I felt like part of the scene. I guess technically I didn't because there's still a lot of different things that I wanted to do. Like I felt like at that time I wanted to be on One Extra, I wanted to do all these different things, but I just didn't think, I felt the time was right, but I just don't think the timing was right because like I didn't get onto One Extra till this year, do you get what I mean? But everything works for a reason. That's how I see it. So yeah. Kind of like my thoughts on that. So yeah, I feel like nowadays I feel like I'm more and more part of the scene and just keep working and moving like that.
What advice would you give to your younger self like experiencing that? Because I know for me, I don't know about you, Zoo, because you grew up in London.
West London.
I know for me,
West Side is the best.
For me, coming to London, I didn't feel part of it until I really decided that there's only one person that can do me. And as long as I know that, then...
Yeah, as long as you're doing yourself and you're representing where you're from and still representing yourself, I think you can't go wrong. That's how I see it, essentially. And I feel like it's crazy because it took me so long to realise the kind of sound I need to go for. Obviously, the Ransom Crew...
Tease them.
You know what I mean? I started a studio up in Aberdeen as well. It's called Ransom HQ. You get me?
Jeez,
trying to be certain. Trying to be certain like that. Man.
You know the moves, man. All the right moves,
I was about to open a barber shop as well. Ransom Barbers. But
we're saying that uncle pissed you off so much.
I was like, it's done. It's done.
Man, I'm going to show a man in Aberdeen that it's done.
Yeah. I have a barber though. He's an Arab guy. He kills it. Oh, he's on point, bro.
My high.
But yeah, there's a lot of different artists up in Scotland. I feel like the same way that, like, you know, Manny's is having its time in, like, say, Birmingham, I feel like it's a matter of time before they might come up to Scotland and be like, oh, you know what, you lot are serious, you know what I mean? So
nah, man, there were signs. I mean, for me, being part of the grime scene, I've definitely been appreciating Scottish grime. I mean, the Raptures and your Polonises and like, even Shogun and
Shogun's
stuff. And then the J-Bone Collective, they've definitely, they've warmed to us. And even just the crowd, when you go up there, they're just crazy. So I feel like, for me, I feel like Scotland has definitely been part of the grime scene for a couple of years
now. Yeah, it's rising.
It will get there. It will get there. I feel like the production,
producers have really been accepted.
Producers have been accepted. 100%. Ratchet won Beatbox.
Yeah, that was crazy. I remember that time. So. But I feel like it's been a little bit more of a distance for MCs. The Shogun going viral helped the scene, do you get what I mean?
Of course.
And then just...
Even someone like yourself, I feel like you're one of the first names that comes up when man talk about Scottish MCs.
Yeah, big up. I'm just trying to chip away so that next thing they know, they'll be like, yo, you look up Scotland, you just see my face. You know what I mean? You Google Scotland, I'll be like, last king of Scotland, you know what I mean?
I love it. Go.
What do your mum and dad think?
Hey, that's interesting. You know what, yeah? My mum and dad, they're typical Nigerians, you know what I mean? So... Like, at first they were like, hey, what is this hobby? But after a while, like, of them seeing that I consistently want to do this, they were like, you know what, yeah, at least just try and finish uni. And then when that didn't happen, they were like, you know what, yeah, we believe you. So then it's just a case of, like, showing them over time. So pretty much I'm doing a show with the BBC called The Rap Game.
Yeah.
So... For one of the episodes, like, my mom needs to be involved in it. But so they flew her out, you get what I mean? She started to see all this. So she's like, hey, what is this? Hey, okay.
I didn't pay for the prime
money.
God is good. But yeah, so I feel like she's really starting to see where I'm coming from. Because I always told her, I was like, mom, listen, I'm going to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
Mom, I know exactly where my path's going to be. Yeah. Like, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I know that God's guiding me. So at the end of the day, it's a lockdown. There's no reason that it's not possible. I don't need a plan B. Because if I have a plan B, that's me saying that there's doubt in my plan A. And I was like, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
Like Fabulous says, my plan B is another way to make my plan A work.
Come on.
Or like Will Smith says, doesn't he say, like, there's no need for a plan B because... Plan A is like the only
thing. That's it. So that's the sentiment that I decided to go for. Like, a few different things happened in my life, and it just kind of was just like, you know what, yeah, screw this. I'm not doing anything that I don't enjoy anymore. That's why I just dropped that.
I respect it. Mr. Bash, for yourself, what kind of like barriers did you feel like coming up when you was like getting into the industry? What kind of like things went against you? Like?
Barriers, my own self barriers first. I would say because I looked different, I was like, oh, you know what? I'm not going to get accepted in my head, yeah? Mm. But then I read a lot of... Actually, I'm lying. I didn't read a lot, right? But I listened to a lot of, like, say, things like audio books and whatnot.
That's still reading.
Subconscious reading.
It counts.
And a lot of things stuck with me, like hacking into your own brain and shit like that. Like, like, say, for example, if you look at someone and they're not saying anything to you, for example, like, what you assume is what you got in your head and what you, like, say, premeditated in your head as the outcome is probably what it's going to be, for example. Mm. Like, a little example, if, I don't know, you're looking at me, you're not saying anything, and I'm thinking, all right, cool, she's looking at me because I'm ugly, for example. Mm-hmm. You're going to walk around with your head down. Yeah. Jeez. If I look at her the same way she's looking at me,
like,
and I'm like, you know what? She's looking at me because I'm a peng motherfucker, right? I'm going to walk around with my head high the whole day.
Bro, trust
right?
me.
So I had that attitude with, like, say, lots of, not just like, say, the modeling thing, everything that I've tried to do. Like, I've tried to, all right, cool, change my mindset and go, all right, cool, things are better. I can do this, I can do this. I'm not going to, you know, settle for trust less.
That reminds me of one quote that I heard. It was like, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Do you get what I mean? Whether you think so you can or you can't, you're right. And I was like, what? It took me a minute to call. I was trying to read it. Because at the end of the day, if you think you can do something, then you can do it. If you think you can't do it, you're right, bruv. You just messed up. You can't do it. So
crazy, bro.
When did that moment happen for you, and how did it like change things?
Probably when I was 17 or 18, around that time, because that was the time I wasn't in college. I was like, say, I'm a guy that gets bored quite quick, right? But like, not that sense. Like job wise, job wise, like say for example, I can't sell sofas for a year. I can't listen to a guy say, oh yeah, you know what? I've been here for 15 years. Like, are you great? Yeah, you got a career, but that's not me. Do you know what I mean? Like, I will leave as soon as I feel see fit. Do you know what I mean? And the funny thing is like, up until recently, and I'm talking about this year, only have I been able to find a job that actually coincides with the way I live my life. Like, they understand that I do modeling and this and this and this, and I do shoots and I shoot people as well. So if I'm in the office and there's no work to get, then they'll say, you can fuck off, you know, like do your own thing. And that's what I've been looking for this whole time. But yeah,
That's sick. Do you think, was there any other times like you would think because of your difference, like in terms of the way you look, that you was like put off jobs or not like, not accepted or just not given a
fair... Jobs, definitely not.
Yeah?
Definitely. The job thing, every interview I've had, I've managed to blag my way in.
Yeah.
And get the job successfully. I blagged my way into a bank. I'm so gassed.
Right?
You have no idea.
I'm talking about like in terms of opportunities for like modelling and works. And have you ever like felt that you've been treated different or that you haven't been given the same opportunity?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I was just going to, like, obviously for the listeners listening in, they don't know. But
oh yeah, describe me. Go on, be descriptive.
So... So you've
got beautiful brown eyes, right?
Yeah, you have beautiful brown eyes. And you grew up with
vitiligo. But you know what? I got the video, it's got four. Listen, I'm going to say this again. Last time I'm going to say this. I'm the Benjamin Button of that thing.
Right? So, come on.
Right? Everyone's born with no one's born with vitiligo, right?
All right.
You get vitiligo when you're I don't know. When you're alive, at whatever point, whether you're one or 60, My mum's situation is different. My situation is different, which is why I consider myself a marvel in a way. So my mum was pregnant with me, When she was pregnant with me, she was getting complications in her belly and whatnot. And then she went into the doctors. The doctors gave her an X-ray when they weren't supposed to. So the beautiful white that you see on my body is what the X-ray hit while my melanin was still developing.
No.
Right? Wow, that's so interesting.
That rhymes, doesn't it?
Melanin was developing. Yeah. That man are irrelevant.
That's you now.
That's right.
That's you, MC, bro. That's a bar now.
Come on now.
I got licked by the ray when the melanin was developing. And then
Come on.
Reload.
F64.
But that's interesting, right?
So I was born with that. But then the way my mum described it, not even doctors can describe this shit. This is why I always hold my mum like trophy, right? Yeah. She dealt with me. Yeah, she didn't. People get fostered off. People get abandoned. People get real Benjamin Button left on a doorstep. You know, that didn't happen to man, and I'm grateful. Do you know what I mean? But she described it as, all right, so your melanin cells are asleep, right? And as you get older, they will come back to life. So the guys in the studio can see my hand, right? So the white used to go to like my knuckle, for example. As I get older, it just closes up and wake up and it flourishes in different places. So probably when I'm like, say, 40 or 60. Yeah, probably when I'm 40, I have a different pattern on my body. And probably when I'm 60, I'll have a different pattern again. But I'm getting more black. The only thing is, though, is that I tried an all black thing, right? Like, when I say that, I meant, like, obviously, I did a little thing with Cover FX in, where was we? I think Selfridges or whatnot.
Okay.
It was like a makeup thing. They just wanted to see how well their makeup works on people with vitiligo who aren't really comfortable with it. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they wanted to see how it would cover up. And he covered it up really well. Mm-hmm. You know, pop up. Like, I was a full chocolate man.
if that makes sense.
I was a full chocolate man, but what that made me realize is, I promise you, I swear on my life, that chocolate man isn't as buff as the
Jeez.
Yeah,
as that bounty.
Come on, bro.
So it just made me appreciate
that.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that was probably a turning point. Well, start of the turning point. And it's just been going on and on and on.
So this job story, you said that you have no problems getting jobs in terms of...
I think I'm a good talker, I feel.
Yeah, isn't your strong point?
Yeah. I think... what do they say? What's the thing? Gift of the gab.
Gift of the gab, mate.
Yeah, gift of the gab, mate. They always say that and I'm like, oh shit, really? Man, I'm not sussed out like that, but you know.
So do people ever come to you guys for advice? And if so...
I mean, like, just yesterday some kid messaged me. He was like, oh, I'm starting to get vitiligo, for example. I'm starting to get vitiligo. I don't know how I'm dealing with it. Then I'm thinking about getting tattoos in the places that it's growing. And usually I type these messages, but I was with the man, I was like, you know what, I'll voice note you. Don't be a dickhead, bruv. Papa Castillo things. Listen, bruv, right? If you think, that you're in this world, right, and your vitiligo is growing, and you think you're going to be ugly, you're wrong, bruv. You're wrong. This is the thing, people see when you're covering up your own shit, fam. So if you're trying to cover up this up, or your murder up, or your limp leg up, just know they're going to see it before you, fam, and you're going to be even uglier. So rock
that's
that
it.
Shit, fam.
That's it.
And that was it. You know what I mean? So obviously, there's all different sorts of advice, but
you gotta embrace it, man.
That's hard,
bro. There's a girl in my school with vitiligo, and I was in love with her.
Come on,
obviously that's probably baited out to anyone from my school.
Everyone knows that
because she was the only one in our school with vitiligo. Now everyone knows it's bait.
Look at Winnie.
No, listen. Man know in school, like, man liked her, innit? Man know who it was. But I never saw it as a thing. I thought she was mad buff. Like, mad buff. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? And, like, it's mad because she's older now and, like you said, it's changed. Like, the patch on her skin have definitely completely changed. But, I was, like, in year 9. Like, she was in year 10. Man was trying to move to her all the time. And one time, I was mad close. Man know I was close. I was going to secure the package. I was gonna just become, you know, them times there, you wanna do the little hold hands, become boyfriend and girlfriend thing, MSN, you get me?
Webcoms,
name and that,
you get me? Where you
at? My computer would freeze it if I got a nudge, I'd get pissed off. But shit, what's that noise?
But it never worked. But yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? That's I'm just saying, isn't it? Like, you gotta embrace it, innit? She embraced it.
Yeah, just gotta live it.
Like,
take it in.
The man found her more beautiful for that.
I mean, because a lot of people are trying to get in the music industry, they hit me up, they're like, yo, Ransom, I've recorded a track. Can you listen to it and help me, you know, guide me and help me tell me where to go with it? And, like, I'll just tell them. A lot of the time, I feel like I'm telling people to just embrace their uniqueness. Uh-huh. Same story that you just said. Embrace your uniqueness. Because a lot of the time, they'll be like, yeah, man, I'm from Scotland. Then you hear them, they sound American. Like, yeah, man, what's up? From Scotland. Or the new thing that
that's
a lot of people...
That's what I used to do.
Yeah.
Peak. Rap about Lamborghinis, you know
what
I mean?
Nah, but like, it's worse, yeah. it's not worse, but the new thing, people want to be drill MCs. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't mind that. Like, there's some Scottish drill MCs that I could show you. You'd be like, what?
Yeah,
these guys are hard because they're speaking it. But I don't like it when they just take every slang word that's come from England. Yeah. They're like, chang man, chicken chop. Yeah, I'm like, man, chill out, bro, relax. That's not you.
Say what you say in Scotland.
Yeah, do you get what I mean? Yeah, that's what I want from them. So I feel like a lot of time people that hit me up, sometimes they don't hit me up because I'm brutally honest with them. I'll be like, bro, truthfully, I like the song, but you have to dash it. Oh, bro, what do you mean? I spent this song. It's not that you're not, it's not good. You probably get a lot of people liking it, like in your school or whatever, in your area or whatever, but you're not going to be able to progress because who's going to listen to a fake person from London or a fake American sounding person when they can listen to someone from America? Do you get what I mean?
It's 100% true.
So that's literally, I feel like, what I have to tell people most.
Yeah, they have to embrace themselves.
Yeah, at the beginning of your music story, did you adapt?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, thing is, when I was like 13, because I've been writing music since I was like 12, when I was 13, I definitely rapped with a bit of an American accent, a bit of a London accent, but it's because without any role models, it's so difficult to know what you want to sound like. So it took so long to get to a position where I was like, you know what, yeah, it's like, it's clear. It's clear to me, like, I just need to be me. That's all the way that it'll work. Like, if I try and like rap in this way or that way, it's not going to be successful. And especially when the music you listen to, everyone has like a different accent. Subconsciously, you're taking that in. You're like, oh, cool, cool, cool. So like, I'll know people that'll be like, I hate me, And then as soon as they touch my, yeah, fam, I'm a skang MC. I'm like, yo, that's not you, bro. Like, relax, mate. Do you get what I mean?
I hate me, I.
So they're like, I hate me. But like, and then they turn to the mic and they're like, sound American.
Oh, next brother.
Yeah,
I'm the like, deep one. I hate the deep ones.
Yeah.
The only brother I can get away with is Giggs.
Yeah, of course.
Because Giggs calls like this kind of like, he's a bit like that. And then when he spits, he's
yeah, he does do.
But when you get that clarity that you're talking about being yourself 100%, it's amazing. It's
yeah, 100%. Once you figure out, you're like, you know what, yeah, I found who I am. I feel like we're all still really finding ourselves. Like, that's a different story. You'll never 100%, you will find yourself, do you get what I mean? But you're always developing all that kind of shit. But like, once you figure out, like, listen, I found a good basis of who I actually am and I can give this to the world and they'll accept me. They'll be like, yo, I rate that guy. He's different. Mm-hmm. I think that's when you'll thrive and that's when you'll shine.
Well, on This Is Spoke, every week, we like to do a special thing with our guests, yeah? We like them to bring in an item of choice about the topic we are talking about today. It is Against the Odds, as you can see on this wonderful paper.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you guys came item? Prepared, yeah.
Yeah, we came bare
prepared. Yeah, always ready. Always ready.
Basically, I got bare quotes in my head, I just can't choose.
Okay. Quotes.
Yeah, that was what I was going to choose.
Right, you start thinking.
Yeah.
Right, I'll tell you. That's well, my one.
You gave us one earlier about the plan A, plan B.
Yes.
Yeah,
anyway.
I could use that.
Nah, you need a next
you
one.
You can't now.
Bring a new
quote. Go on, right, listen, I came with a bit of... I'm wearing it, actually. This is my Aberdeen top.
Okay. I was looking at it. I'm not
going to
lie.
See, Aberdeen, they've got techers with the kit. But yeah, nonetheless...
They got techers with the actual football, though.
Hey, come on. Don't talk about my team like that, bro. What do you mean, bro?
I swear Celtic have won everything for the past night.
Listen, let me tell you what, yeah. Yeah, let's not get into football right now. Celtic, yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're good. I can't lie. They're good, yeah. Let me not lie, but...
How did they do trebles, though? What the fuck is that, bro? Like, treble.
3 years of winning.
Trebles.
Okay, anyway, you have the Aberdeen
top. It's Rangers' fault, yeah. They shouldn't have scammed the league because it was Rangers, Celtic, they were, you know, battling at the top. And then Aberdeen, sometimes it's just a lock. They won 7 in a row. So, but this season's different, yeah. We've got players like Sam Cosgrove, Fonzo. Trust me. Anyway,
let me get back. Sam Cosgrove.
Bro, nah, he's the best player in the team. Yo, trust me, yeah. Big up Sam Cosgrove. You're listening to this, bro. Keep scoring them goals. They're haters, bro. Don't listen to them. Trust me, bro. Sam Cosgrove is a G, bro.
I don't know. My team just won the Champions League, and I can't lie.
He doesn't care.
What, bro? You won the Champions League for the first time in like 10 years.
14 years, yeah.
Yeah,
but have Aberdeen ever done that?
Yeah, but we're making it to the UEFA.
Yeah,
we just lost.
Let's just
last
talk about
game.
Your item.
All right, listen, my item anyway. Back on point. So anyway, I represent Aberdeen, so I'm like one of their ambassadors. So they give me all these different pieces. So this is
sick,
like,
man.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard. So this is the gold one, the new away kit, and on the back it has, if you can see it.
Stand free. I love that.
Okay. Stand free. So that's actually mad. So that's kind of how I got into working with Aberdeen Football Club, because when I was coming up, one of the main sayings that I incorporated in my music was stand free. Do you know what I mean? I'd be like, stand free, scream that a million times in a million rhymes till the same, all that kind of stuff. Do you get what I mean? But
what does it mean?
Stand free. Now, this is what I love about it. For the football club, well, for me, let me tell you what it means for me. For me, it means like stand free, stand independent, especially when I was trying to find my own sound and I came across... I didn't come across it, actually. In school, it was one of those things that, like, I used to play a lot of football, and when you were going to football, you'd sing like the local song, and the local song was like, "Stand free, wherever you may be. We are the famous Aberdeen. Jeez. We don't give a fuck, whoever you may be." And then everyone's screaming it, you know, chanting on the buses. So I incorporated that into my music because I was like, fuck, okay. I love that. I stand free because I'm from Aberdeen. I don't care what anyone says really nowadays because I know what my path is. So I don't need to be held down, locked down by anything. Boom. That's why I took Stand Free into my music. And sick. I just feel like since I started saying it, people from Aberdeen really relate well to it because that's the Aberdeen Football Club thing.
Of course.
That's why they patterned me with this thing. The
Stand Free on
the
back.
You know what I mean? Stand Free. He asked me what I wanted on the back. He gave me two, actually. They gave me the home kit and it has Ransom on the back. Yeah. I was tempted to bring that one. But this one says Stand Free. And I just love the same because for Aberdeen, a lot of the other football clubs have a heavily religious kind of political agendas. Whereas Aberdeen was like, nah, we're free. You lot can come and support us feeling free. You can be yourself. So that's where that was incorporated. So I was just like, yo, that's too deep all
sick.
Around.
That's
so yeah, so that's my thing. Stand Free, Aberdeen.
That's what you got for them. What item? What quote have you generated?
I got a quote, you know?
Yeah.
I got a quote. All right, you know what? It's a quote that when I I listen to music a lot. And when this quote, when I heard it, it was like, all right, cool. Probably at the same time as it coincides with the Against All Odds and, you know, just doing what you want to do and whatnot. But it's by Jay-Z. I have to do it in his voice, though.
Yeah, yeah, come on. I was hoping so.
Can you do the whole voice?
I can't do like no. But I do just the accent because that's how I remember it. He's like, at the beginning, one is on one of his songs. He's like, you know you become a star because, that's the one. You know you become a star because you're the biggest target out there, right? When everyone's on the court, they're coming for you. When the opposing player walk into the arena, they're thinking about upstaging you. You're like a trophy to them. They're thinking, if I'm better than this guy, the spotlight turns on me. So you know you're a superstar because you're a marked man. Everyone's coming for you.
Jeez. I even like the accent switch up. I was able to envision. I was like, yo, is Jay-Z in the room?
I hear that though.
That's deep, bro.
Yeah, no, that just resonates to me on so many different levels. In terms of like, say, okay, yeah, people point, like, I'm not gonna lie and say, oh yeah, you know what, I was never stared at, for example. But like, I listen to that and I'm like, okay, cool. Maybe they're all out for me because whatever. Like, it's the thing I told you about the head. What's inside your mind. And if they're staring at me out of envy or whatnot, I'm going to always make it, I'm going to always have it in my head, he's jealous of my hair colour. Yeah. Done.
Which is very cold, I can't lie.
Thank you, bro. Cold, or he's jealous of my swag or whatever, you know what I mean? It's just whatever makes me feel better.
Yeah,
and
that's
the only thing that really matters, you know? So,
yeah,
if you believe you can lift the car,
trust,
etc. And that's how I just
love that. Love that.
So what's up next for you both?
Sorry, what?
What's up next for you both?
So, all right, cool. So, I've been talking about music, but no one's ever heard my music. Yeah. For example.
What kind of music is it? If you had to not put it in a box, but describe the sound.
Oh, all right, cool. So, I like to be very diverse. I'm not going to lie to you.
So, you've got all types of...
I've got all sorts.
All types of
I've got like... All right. Personally, my favourite would be like, say, R&B and hip-hop or rap. Yeah. Right? But then I also like my Kate Trinadas and Gold Links. That's sick. Like house and shit. And then I like stuff like Erykah Badu. That's like... proper soulful Amy Winehouse stuff.
Yeah, of course.
I like the stuff that... I wish I could replicate the stuff that Amy Winehouse did with Nas, like that Cherry Wine and Light Smoke stuff. Hard. Right? That's like some amazing music. And I feel like, you know, not a disrespect to any current artist at all, right? But say, for example, I've been waiting for releases of my favourite artists for more than 15 years. And I feel like I know how they pattern the way they do it. Like, say, for example, wait for this. This is coming. I'll release a single and shit. I'm telling you now, I ain't releasing no single, no nothing. I'm going to release an album, right? I'm going to record it and just drop it. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. There's no marketing. Straight J. Colting.
Damn. No features.
No
features. Double platinum.
Double
no
platinum,
features.
No features.
Jeez. No, I like that though. But I'm a project man. I like projects. Yeah. I mean, obviously, sometimes you got to do singles to keep the wave going. But I'm a project man. Yeah. So if you come with a project that's diverse, full of different vibes and all them things, I'll definitely sit down and listen to it.
Oh, please.
When I drive to Scotland to buy.
Yeah, get me. That long journey, bro.
Oh, I've driven there before. The only good thing about driving Scotland is when you're driving back, there's a mad like farm you can stop at. They do like food. I don't know if you've gone there.
Which farm is it?
I can't remember the name, bro. But I know that it's a service station.
The Horn.
Like, I think, I don't know. They cook food and it's everything is fresh. Everything is from a farm.
I swear it's the Horn. Big up.
Do you know what I'm talking about? It's a service station.
I know which one, but there's a couple.
It's like cafeteria.
It's hard to describe the Horn. Like the Horn. Bro, it must be the Horn because the Horn is like.
Is this en route back to like back south from Scotland?
It's like a little stop off that you stop at and it's like a mad rest. It must be the Horn. But maybe that's my one because Scotland's a long place. Yeah. You get what I mean? But it's just like restaurant. You go in. It doesn't look much different than a lot of diners, but they have the best animals. I don't even know. They must kill the best animals or something.
We went to the same place.
They have the best animals.
Was it like a cafeteria? I'm telling you,
was it like a cafeteria?
Yeah. You think, bro, you're going to eat goo. The sheep, he must have killed that sheep yesterday. Bro, it's goo.
That was the maddest. I don't know. Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's life.
That was the maddest. When I was driving back from Scotland, yeah.
So aside from setting up a restaurant.
From Glasgow.
What are you going to do next? Would you set up a restaurant?
Would I set up a restaurant? Yeah, I was actually speaking to my brother. I love business, to be honest. I can't lie.
Hey, you're Nigerian. Cause...
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's in my bones.
Say that one again, please.
He's in my bones.
He's in my bones.
He's in my bones.
You have to say it like that. Bones. But yeah, what's next for me? I'm moving to London for a bit.
Hey, I know, welcome, welcome.
You get
which
me?
Part?
Welcome. I'm in London, okay? That's good enough, yeah? I'm in London. I was in Scotland before, now I'm in London. Yeah,
that's enough, man.
You get me? But I've got a new thing coming out with the BBC Three, which I'm going to speak about now. Yeah, the rap game. Should be sick.
Sick, man. Serious.
Yeah. It's like a 6 part
series. Have you
filmed it all? All filmed, yeah.
Shit, that's the best feeling.
Yeah, it was mad.
It's done.
It's done.
Bro. Yeah, no work. It's crazy.
And then I've been putting in bare work.
Yeah, it's crazy. But pretty much the winner gets a contract with Captain Conan. Which is pretty cool. You know what I mean?
So are you part of it? Are you part of it?
Is that why you're
I'm part of it. I'm part of it.
And has it ended? It's ended.
So you know the winner?
Can you tell us who won?
No, we don't know who's won yet. You get me? No, we don't.
Hey, listen.
No, draw him out. I really want to draw him out. You want to draw him out? Don't look him in the eyes. I'm going to draw him out.
No, there's no answers. I wish I could tell you.
Sure.
No, there's no. The final's not happened yet. The final is going to be live. Do you get me? So I wish I could tell you.
So who else is in it? Could you tell us who's in it? You can talk
I'm just looking at man like, but listen, they made me sign some shit, bro. I'm not trying to get sued up.
No,
I get you, though. I think they've started to announce it, so it shouldn't be too much of an issue. Yeah. So they've got, have you heard of an artist called Lady Ice?
Yes.
Yeah, she's in it. She's in it. Foz?
Yeah.
Yep. Foz?
Lord of the Mics. He just battled Reese West.
Yeah, I can't lie. I didn't even take that in.
Who do you think won that one, though?
I just instantly Reese West straight away. I like Reese, innit?
But he's not, like, in that battle, he's not saying much. Like, this is my problem. See, we'll get back onto the rap.
I'm just
thing.
Being biased.
Yeah, this is it. London man are biased.
Yeah, I'm biased.
I was like,
I think Foz is cool. I'm just biased to Reese.
But lyrically, you should have heard what he was saying.
I be real, that's the only clash I haven't sat down and taken
okay,
in.
Okay.
I've seen
I'll let you off. I'll
everything
learn, man.
Else, I haven't got to ask. I'm just saying Reese as a joke. So
Foz cool.
in it.
Foz is in it. A guy called Jay Lucia.
Jay Lucia,
he does a lot of like Bashment kind of vibes.
Okay. Yeah. Jay Lucia.
It sounds Lucia. Like that. You know,
yeah. And then this chick called Smooth.
Smooth.
She's from Milton Keynes.
She's smooth.
Okay. Is she?
Just watch this show, you get
yeah,
me?
Yeah,
right
yeah.
game, watch this show.
So we got Smooth Lady Ice. I love the names.
Bad names. This guy called Chade Payne.
Chade Payne.
He's like up and coming. He's from. Yeah. He's like he's local to London actually. Yeah. So yeah, he's a cool guy.
Chade Payne.
Kiko as well. I don't know if you heard of him. He's from North London, like Izzy kind of areas. He's like.
So is that everyone?
Yeah, including and myself. Yourself? Yeah, so there's seven
so
of us.
So you're gonna win.
Mad.
Oh, mad it's political.
Hold them ransom.
Listen. I feel like it's gonna be interesting because there's a few people that are contending at the moment. Do you get what I mean? Like, if I take myself out of it, yeah. Take myself out of the equation. Kiko's got a strong chance because, like, throughout the show, I've seen a lot of different things. He's lyrically sick. Do you get what I mean? And Foz, those two, they're dangerous. And, like, I'm going to collab with those guys. They're both sick. Yeah. So if I don't take it, because obviously King of the North, man, does his thing. But if not, then one of those two, I think, in my opinion.
This is sick. Like, whether you can... But you can't, you're right.
Do you get what I mean? Oh, you can't be using my quote. Can't be using my quote.
Go on.
True say I get it, but essentially, it sounds mad, but regardless of if I win or not, I've won.
Yes.
Do you get me?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's sick.
Like, imagine 5 years ago, a brother from Scotland even, like, that's not even possible. Like, do you get me? Like, I'm the only guy that's outside of England as well, so I'm representing all the aliens in the thing, do you get what I mean? As Irish man, the Welsh man, I've got your back. Do you get what I mean? They're my broskies now.
So. I feel like, we're, like, on the topic of aliens, I feel like we're all aliens in this room. It's good to be an alien.
Yeah. Are we all aliens? Yeah,
I'm an alien.
Yeah. Extraterrestrial.
Yeah. E.T. thing, E.T.
alien.
Yeah.
Who sings that song? I can't remember.
What advice would you give to
I'm an illegal shinehead,
Come on.
Yeah. Jamaican in New York. Yo, that's my tune.
Yeah, no, carry on.
And then there's the English
I feel like you were enjoying it, so carry on.
And then there's this thing, the original. I'm an English, but hey, that's a banger.
Well, that's a bad boy song. You know about that. I'm an
alien.
That's cool.
We want to hear some more.
No, we want to hear more lyrical, lyrical.
So for all the aliens listening in,
what's that?
Yeah, what advice would you give them?
Listen, be proud of being an alien. You get me? Because if you're an alien, it means you're different to the normal people that are surrounding you. So use that as your advantage and run with it. Because, yeah, aliens are going to shine one day.
One day the aliens are going to come through.
Take over. You get me? UFO thing.
Don't ignore any red flags in life, because usually the red flag is the right thing. So if you've got an inkling, trust your inkling. Is that a word?
No, it's hard.
It just sounds, you know.
Yeah, when, you don't really sound like kind of real. You say a word, it doesn't sound real
anymore. I said peakly the other day, and a girl went, sorry, what? I felt so uneducated.
I'm sure
you can do peakly. Like, it's peakly nice. Just do what you need to do, want to do. You know what you're capable of.
That's so true about, like, gut, though. Gut instinct, I don't know. Like, this year, I've, like, learned how to... Well, not even learned, but I've just gone, like, gone with.
To go with it.
And it works so
well.
Go with it.
Jeez.
Easy. I'm not going to do it.
Toast. Bashir Aziz, Ransom FA, thank you for joining us, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
We're going to go all the way back to Aberdeen.
Nah, I'm here till Thursday. I'm local.
Jeez.
I'm local.
Hey guys, if you're loving the podcast and want to support the cause, make sure to rate and review us.
Make sure you tell your friends and follow us on Insta and Twitter
at
This Is Spoke Pod.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.